probably the first time I read his name was Steve Kimmock, Jerry Garcia's favorite guitarist that nobody knows, or something like that, you know. And he was. He was this guy that a smart kid in high school, but would be sitting there in the hallways playing his guitar, you know, talking to himself. Slept in a tree, I think, for a period of time. And I hadn't heard any of his music until one day. I'm down here in Portland. My oldest daughter had some of her buddies over, and we had dropped them off, probably at the mall, and ran over to Bull Moose. And I found a copy of the Zero album. And didn't play it in the car. You know, the kids go back in and they're all going. So it was that night, and I put on this album. And the very first song is this instrumental, Cole's Law. Cole's Law. And I don't know who Cole was or if there was a Cole or what the law was. But it's, you hear it. It begins with full band, and Kimmock, for a couple verses, just plays this gentle melody on the guitar. The initial melody, the theme of the song, is this little bit of sweetness, you know, that Kimmock develops early on. And then Martine's sax solo, it's a little bluesy, a little jazzy. It's a little unsettled, but then it kind of shakes that clear. And the way the song is structured, each verse has the melody of the verse into sort of a bridge, a pre-chorus, and then it builds up. First time I hear this, I'm sitting by myself, okay, and it's just flabbergasted. This is a beautifully arranged, beautifully orchestrated piece. It's got this heart and soul to it. So when I hear it for this first time, I'm stunned. But real and true, it was something that was kind of like in a hope chest inside of me, because of the emotions that were inside of that song was so powerful, right? So, a woman I'd known for a very long time, we'd been friends for a very long time, and when we first met, we were in different places in life and different orbits, and that's just the way it was. That's just the way it was, and that was the way it was supposed to be, and then, you know, but we were, I never met anybody like her in my life, just a good soul, just a good friend. And over the years, the following years, we'd see each other maybe once a year, maybe, you know, and it'd be one of those, oh, how are you? Oh, I'm fine, you know, and pass and go. And in 2001, late in 2001, I guess you could say it was kind of our first date, I guess. I don't know what you'd call it. But it was the first chance to really be alone together for an evening. Honest and true, it wasn't like a planned, oh yeah, it was just, I just knew that it was time to open up that hope chest. So she had come for dinner, but we never got to that. End of the story is that we're married. I'm married to my best friend, you know, and I'm the luckiest guy in the world. This to me just proves that love exists, you know, because you knew 13 years before that, I guess it was, you knew, but it just couldn't be. But anyway, this song ended up that evening. It just says it all in the way that, and you think that, oh God, it can't get any better than this. And then the music just does. It just, it's just a beautiful piece of music. So, mm-hmm. Well, my name is Brian Robbins, and I live in Nobleboro, although I grew up on Deer Isle, so I still call that home. And I used to be an offshore lobsterman, but these days, thanks to my wife giving me a push, I'm a freelance writer and a sloppy cartoonist and a musician sometimes, too. And that's music that moves me right there.
Music That Moves Me is made possible in part by Garant Marketing, celebrating the role of music in your life and on public radio.